Yeah, you don't have to justify it afterwards. We know you didn't think it was going to happen.
Absolutely. One text I sent him, I go, are we getting rinsed in all games? He writes back, unfortunately, yes, everyone. I'm like, anyway, let's...
All right, so here's how we're going to do it, a little bit differently. The last couple of weeks, we flipped coins. We've gone back and forth. Both games were the hunch. I think that's probably safe to say. And Al's brother will pick both games. He'll tell you who he likes, Kansas City or Tennessee, Green Bay or San Francisco. You will have the option to take both or defer, and I have to take both.
And I can't pick one or the other.
No, you can't. Al's brother is going to determine one of our picks, or two picks, I guess. So you ready for this, Al's brother?
I'm ready.
All right, man. It's been tough on you.
Like, think.
Yeah, really put a lot of thought into it. Who do you like? Let's start with the AFC Championship game, okay? Kansas City at home. What's the spread there? I think it was seven and a half last time I checked.
Yeah, plus seven.
Okay, you're getting plus seven with Tennessee.
Yeah.
All right, Al's brother, who do you have in that game?
In this one, I don't know if Tennessee wins it, but I do think they keep it close. I'm going Tennessee plus seven. Derrick Henry is a man possessed right now to run the football, and KC can't stop the run. So I think that Tennessee, not sure if they're going to win it, but I do think they keep it to within seven.
Okay, so there you go. Tennessee, he's got them. And last time I looked at the board, I'm looking at it right now, it's actually 7.5.
Let's figure that out.
Yeah. Okay, I think both games are minus 7.5. Kansas City minus 7.5. San Francisco minus 7.5. I would guess that makes you feel better about Tennessee. You're getting an extra half point.
Yeah, we'll keep Tennessee.
All right, so there you go. He is on Tennessee. What about the NFC Championship game? Green Bay Packers getting 7.5 at the Niners.
Normally, I think I would have to roll with Aaron Rodgers, but I don't think he is the Aaron Rodgers of old. I'm sorry, Brian. I'm going against your boy. I think that San Francisco is going to rinse him. You're going to be there for it, too, which is going to suck.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't have much faith
in
him.
You're going to be there for it, which is going to suck.
Yeah, that would suck. I hope that doesn't happen. All right, you're on the Niners. Minus 7.5. That's a big number for a title game.
Hey, they got an outstanding defense. They're the number one passing defense in the league this year. And Aaron Rodgers, although he is Aaron Rodgers, I think that they kind of stifle him a little bit. So let's go San Fran, minus 7.5.
All right, so there
I'll
you
make
go.
My decision after we
bring talk. In Michael.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can sit on it. There you have it.
Maybe
Al's
he
brother.
Can chime in on his thoughts.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking here. Al's brother is on the Niners at minus 7.5, and he likes the points plus 7.5 with Tennessee. Here is our NFL insider, longtime NFL executive, writer with The Athletic, host of the GM Shuffle podcast, Michael Lombardi. Begin with the AFC side of things. We just went through our picks, Michael. Who do you like, the Titans or the Chiefs, and why?
You know, when you go back and watch the first game, the Chiefs were favored by 5 playing in Nashville. The game ended up being Tennessee won by 3. And when you watch the game, you're wondering how the heck Tennessee stayed within the as close as they did and how they even won the game. A missed field goal at the end would have sent it to overtime, a blocked field goal, actually. They botched a field goal before that, which gave Tennessee the ball back. The remarkable thing about this game is Derrick Henry gained 225 yards rushing in just 22 minutes with the ball. So they were able to do some incredible things without having the football very long. I don't think they can duplicate it again. I really like Kansas City. I think it's a really good matchup for Kansas City. They'll throw the football on Tennessee. I think they'll make too many plays and force Tennessee to have to drop back pass. I'm going to take the Chiefs and the points.
All right, so there you go. You're on Kansas City. Do you expect Kansas City to start better than they did a week ago? And if they do start poorly, do you think they can possibly get back in it like they did a week ago?
I think they're the Golden State Warriors. I don't think we're however they start. Last time they played Tennessee, they started out 10-0 in the first quarter. I think the problem with Kansas City and where they're liable to get stubbed in the toe a little bit is they have moments where they lose a little bit. They go periods where they go don't score points. You know, one time they played the Raiders, scored 28 points in the second quarter, didn't score the rest of the game. I think that they can start slow and come back. I think they can start fast and fade away. I think the one thing about this game is they know the opponent. They have to keep scoring because it forces Tennessee to have to throw the football more than they want to.
Where do you stand on Andy Reid, who's, you know, he's a great coach. He's been around forever, but he's got this reputation of being a guy that can fumble around late in the fourth quarter, mess around with timeouts, clock management in a big game. How much faith do you have in Andy Reid you know, performing to perfection or thereabout as a coach?
Well, I think if you go back and watch the first game, he had one of those Andy Reid-like moments. You know, second down, he's trying to run out the clock. He throws an incomplete pass. Third down, Mahomes takes a sack he shouldn't have taken, loses 7 yards. The next play, the field goal kicker, the snapper, and the holder aren't on the same page. Bad snap, have to throw it away, grounding. So I don't think you could ever underestimate it. But I do put my faith in Patrick Mahomes and his ability to make unique plays at the right time. So I'm a little bit worried. When I give you that 7.5 tip, I'm holding my breath, hoping Andy Reid outsources his game management to
right.
India.
Okay. with our NFL insider, Michael Lombardi. All right, looking to the NFC side of things, naturally, because they played earlier in the year in the same building and it got ugly, everyone is referencing that game. Monday night, the Packers got smoked by the Niners, but they're 13-3 on the season. They're in a title game. They've got Aaron Rodgers. The Niners are -7.5 at home. Who do you like in that game and why?
You know, I think the last game you got to throw out. The Packers were 1-for-15 on third down. They had the ball 35 minutes, couldn't do anything with it. They couldn't throw the football. They couldn't block San Francisco. I think they got to play a little bit of tempo. I think they got to tire the defensive front out. I suspect Green Bay is going to play a lot better than they did the first time. I think it'll be a really close game. I'm inclined to take the points in the Packers. I think the Niners will win. But I do think Aaron Rodgers will make some plays. I think we're going to see the better version of Aaron Rodgers, the one we saw against Seattle. And let's face it, we could talk about the last time they played all we want. They were in control of the Seattle game. Now, I know Seattle had moments, but they got the lead on Seattle, and they were able to do some things against Seattle that San Francisco couldn't quite do all the time. So I think the fact that they got smoked the last time really helps Green Bay. I'm going to go Packers and take the points. I think 49ers win, but I think 7.5 is too much.
Jimmy Garoppolo last week, just based on the nature of the game, he only had to connect on 11 passes. And in the second half, he barely threw the ball, if at all. How did the Packers force him to throw the ball?
Well, I mean, it's hard to because they really run it well in San Francisco with Kyle Shanahan, that zone scheme. They're going to be committed to the run, but you know, Jimmy's going to do some things. He's going to do some bootlegs and movement. They've got to block the two Smith brothers. That's going to be the key to Jimmy throwing the football, Zadarius and Preston. If they can block both of those two edge rushers of Green Bay, they will have success throwing the football. I actually think Jimmy G's going to have a big day.
Really? Well, okay. I don't know if I want to hear that.
That's not good news for our buddy here. Yeah, he's going to the game.
Yeah, I'm going to be down there. And, you know, the Packers, you look at the way they performed last week, I totally agree with you. They were the better team. It wasn't that close. Russell Wilson was the only reason that was a game late in the game on Sunday. But you look at the way Rodgers managed to move the ball around. Aaron Jones didn't factor in a ton last week. What do the Packers do offensively that can win them this game? If they win, what has Aaron Rodgers and the offense done?
They've got to be able to play with some tempo. They've got to tire the defensive front out. He's got to convert third downs. He's got to keep the team on the field. He's got to tire them out and then take shots. And I think Devontae Adams is going to have a big game. I think they'll use Aaron Jones more in the passing game. I think he's got to make plays in space. And they've got to be really, they've got to be on 7 or 8 play drives so that you can tire out this defensive front. Because if you tire them out, you can throw the football. But if they're fresh as daisies and they're rushing you, it's a hard, hard team to block.
You can find him on the GM Shuffle podcast, writing for The Athletic. Former NFL executive Michael Lombardi joins us every Friday throughout the football season. Enjoy the weekend. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you, sir.
There he is, Michael Lombardi. So let's just...
I'm trying to process his info and Al's brother's info.
Well, it's very simple. Do you want me to give you the recap?
Yeah, give me the recap.
He has the complete opposite picks of Al's brother.
So that's what I'm having a difficult time with. Who do I trust? A guy that was an executive in the NFL or Al's brother?
I might add that he also went 1-for-3 last week because he was on us at 3-1 and we obviously got skunked.
Right.
So he wasn't perfect last week either.
So one of you is going to get it back on track.
You know what? I'm going to take him. I'm going to take him.
You're going to stick with Al's brother?
I am. I'm going against an NFL executive and I'm going with that guy.
So you are on Tennessee and the Niners. That's who you're on.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's what I heard, too. Is that, can you confirm that, Al's brother? Those are your two picks, right?
I am thinking that Tennessee and the Niners, those are the picks.
Yeah. Right. Well, and he said he feels bad for you. Wasn't there a comment in there, too?
Very condescending. Like,
sorry, Brian. Yeah, very condescending.
Very
sorry, Brian. You're going to actually watch that ass kicking.
Right.
That's what he said.